Governor Rick Perry has said he'd like to see lawmakers use the budget surplus to provide tax relief. But a lot of lawmakers, Republicans and Democrats, want all or some of the dollars cut from education to be restored. Fort Worth Democratic Representative Lon Burnham says it was the governor's tax relief comments on the first day of the session that prompted him to file his bill to restore all of the $5.4 billion.
Even today, most people in the general public do not understand that we had an actual reduction in per pupil expenditure last session. It's the first time we've done that since World War II.
Burnham says the cuts resulted in some districts losing nearly $1,200 in funding per pupil. More than 10,000 teaching positions statewide were eliminated, and class sizes increased in nearly 7,000 elementary classrooms.
It costs to grow, and our school-age population is growing radically, and we have a moral and constitutional responsibility to adequately fund education.
More than 600 school districts have sued the state over the cuts. Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst has said how the legislature finances its schools may now depend on what a judge tells lawmakers they must do. Shelley Koffler, KERA News in Austin.